A bump in beans, corn, and wheat go lower on USDA report day. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and the review is brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, big enough to get the top corn and soybean genetics you want and small enough to care about you. More at SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Settlements from Tuesday trade coming up. First market analysis, which I secured at the end of trade from Arlen Suderman of StoneX. Arlen, we have a number of things to talk about as USDA came out at noon Eastern time on Tuesday with the April supply and demand update. First of all, any big shockers? I don't think so.
No, it really wasn't, and I expected it to be a quiet report. I think the trade was a little bit surprised that USDA did not cut corn and soybean stocks after its quarterly stocks report on March 31st showed lower than expected supplies. And you could have justified that either direction, but I felt like the adjustment was small enough that USDA probably would choose to just wait to make any significant adjustments to their balance sheet. So basically, the corn and soybean balance sheets were left unchanged. A 10 million bushel adjustment from reduced imports of corn and then reduced feed seed and residual usage of corn. Other than that, food industrial use of corn. But other than that, no changes there. On wheat, there were some significant changes between different classes of wheat, and that ended up with a net increase in wheat stocks by 30 million bushels, and the trade wasn't expecting that at all. So that was a little bit of a surprise. South America was the primary focus, and as we look at South America, we saw Argentina's soybean crop slashed by another 6 million metric tons, down to 27 million metric tons. That's getting down to being just over half of a normal crop now. The corn crop fell another 3 million metric tons to 37 million metric tons. I think both of those are probably getting close to the bottom, but I do expect some more small, modest adjustments lower in future reports. Brazil corn unchanged. It's simply too early to make changes there. Brazil soybeans up by 1 million metric tons, pretty much as a trade expected. We'll probably see some small upward adjustments there in future reports as well.
So you summarized it pretty well. Market reaction somewhat muted. We saw a little bit of movement after the report, but a close not really too far off of where markets were prior to the report.
Yeah, exactly right. The first reaction in the first fraction of a second comes from the algos that read the headlines. And they were disappointed that we didn't see lower corn and soybean stocks. But then the human element comes in after that. And as you said, pretty much ended up taking things back to the way we were trading before the report came out. No significant changes. Soybeans are the favored crop right now for money flow, pushing prices higher. Corn and wheat somewhat hanging on the ups and downs of the daily headlines regarding the trade initiative out of Ukraine and whether Russia is going to block another extension as we approach early May or not. We are watching and getting some support from the weather. That's opened up quite a bit for the Midwest planting season for corn. Still some concerns about the northern plains as far as flooding, but still can't say that they won't get the crop planted at this point. Wheat is the bigger concern with the drought in the southern plains, and those ratings are the lowest on record when you look at a condition index score for the crop.
So supply and demand is in for now, and we move past it would seem, as far as the trade is concerned. Does that make sense, and is it all about weather?
It is. We're going to continue to be somewhat vulnerable to headline risk dealing with the outside markets and whether they think we're going into a recession or not. That's going to color the lens through which they look at the supply and demand fundamentals. But we're going to increasingly focus on Midwest weather and the plains weather as we go forward in the weeks ahead. First of all, can we get the corn crop planted in good order? Will we have problems with late freezes or anything like that? And then the plains crop, how bad will the losses be? Each week that goes by without rains in the southern plains, we fail more acres and because it becomes simply too late. So right now, looking like we're going to see greater losses than what we saw a year ago from the drought. Just how bad it will be is yet to be determined.
Arlen Suderman there, chief commodities economist at StoneX.com. Settlements now from Tuesday trade, 3 cents down. May corn, 651. July dips to 627 3/4, down 2 3/4. 3.5 lower Dease corn, 559 1/4. Beans up a dime on the May, 1497 1/4. July up 9.5 cents, 1471 1/4. Novi, 1314 1/4, a 4.5 cent gain. 4.5 cent loss on May wheat, 674. The meats, mixed June live cattle, 163.95, up 25. June lean hogs, 87.80, down $1.30. You're up to date on the markets. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm radio network.